section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootlegger Sam Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
This is our moment. This is our time to put our people back to work and open doors of opportunity for our kids, to restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace, to reclaim the American dream and reaffirm that fundamental truth that out of many we are one, that while we breathe, we hope, and where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
This is Zebulon Watley from Sons of Perdition, and you're listening to the Hank and Chain Show.
It is indeed a brand new day for America. A brand new Wednesday night as well, and you know what that means. It's time for the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com. I am your host, Jared Morningstar, and I'm glad to be back after my week off. Last week was a little crazy with Tuesday's election and Wednesday's parent conferences, but I'm glad to be back to my fun little gig here, and I'm also looking forward to bringing you 2 hours of great music here tonight, including our feature on the great music of Soundgarden. The 90s Seattle scene brought us many amazing bands, but none better than Soundgarden, powered by Chris Cornell's Hall of Fame rock and roll voice. You won't want to miss our outstanding retrospective later on in the show. Before we begin tonight's show, however, I have to tell you how happy I have been to be an American over the past week after the election of Barack Obama. Americans, and not just those living in the blue states, have shown that they are tired of divisiveness. They are tired of the politics of fear. Instead of voting as a result of paranoia or prejudice, they voted with their heads. Well, at least 53% of them, and we have a few years to work on the others. I am now hopeful that we'll see a couple more things happen over the next 4 years. One, that President Obama will turn his promises into prosperity for our nation. And two, that the Republican Party will follow his example and practice a new kind of politics. Stop trying to scare people with communism accusations and using Britney Spears comparisons to distract voters. Instead, just maybe, they'll decide to be respectful and focus on issues, real issues. Maybe then, I and others will once again take the GOP seriously. But anyways, I'm done with my little happy rant. Let's get to the music. Up next is our starting lineup with songs from The Beatles, The Smashing Pumpkins, The Beach Boys, Crazy Joe and His Mad River Outlaws, and The Trainwrecks. Great music we can believe in, here on The Hank and Chain Show.
But when you talk about destruction, don't you that you can count me out. You know it's gonna be alright. 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 You say you're not a real solution. Well, you know we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. All right. All right.
and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitation. Good, 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 good vibration. By my excitation. Good, good, good vibration. By my vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations.
this morning I was on Buttonhagen. My dog come in, just watch me stumble and stagger. Well, I opened up the shade, let the sun come in. Well, I opened up a brand new brown bottle of sin. It's pretty soon I'm singing, it's beautiful day. We'll be right back.
This is Daniel J. Harris, host of the Soupy Gato Show. You can find us at soupygato.com. Drop us a line at soupygato@gmail.com. We are open to any and all music from all over the world. In each and every show, we try to be as eclectic as possible, never giving away a genre or style. Just allowing each artist to be the individual snowflake they really are. Now back to Jared Morningstar and the Hank and Chain Show, man. Dig it.
Ain't no doubt Jesus sees us acting foolishly on American bandstand. A god with spastic baskets, the latest fashions. Here I am, here I am, here I am. But that GM music sale, oh, how it drill. You gotta shake them all down. Scaling up the heights of funny. Scaling up the heights of funny. Kill the lights and bring the music on down. Everybody be quiet. Start a movement on the Serengeti. Get ready, Freddy. Opportunity only knocks once. Never mind the fat ones. Just go for the slow ones. See how they run, see how they run, see how they run. While you are busy like you go. Big bright cities. Ain't no doubt Vishnu missed you. Then Kali kissed you. Better get busy, better get busy, better get busy. Days get shorter, air gets colder. Tune on in to that no-war radio.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com, and hope you didn't all go deaf after that nice round of loud rock and roll from Black Label Society, Double Eagle Standard, and Clutch. We'll get to more music here soon, but right now, let's get to the news. First up, in entertainment news, the new James Bond movie, Quantum of Solace, will be released on Friday in theaters. It stars Daniel Craig again as 007, and is a direct sequel to Craig's last Bond movie, Casino Royale. Personally, I can't wait for this one, mostly because I love Craig as Bond. Before Casino Royale, the most recent Bond movies really bored me. Aside from GoldenEye, which was halfway decent, Pierce Brosnan never seemed like James Bond to me. He seemed to be playing, well, Pierce Brosnan, I guess. And Timothy Dalton was never right in the role. Craig, on the other hand, captures the coolness of the character better than anyone other than Sean Connery, regardless of what Roger Moore thinks. Apparently, Moore thinks Bond movies have become too violent, or whatever. Personally, I think Moore is just jealous. Sorry, Roger, you really were never that cool, man. Next in sports news, the NFL keeps getting more and more interesting. I cannot believe the Titans are 9-0, and after the Steelers couldn't knock off the Colts this Sunday, I'm starting to really believe in Tennessee. I am thinking they just might be the best team in the AFC, and that they might make the Super Bowl. I definitely know who they'll probably be facing. Good old Eli Manning and the Giants are looking better than they even did last year. As things stand right now, a Giants-Titans Super Bowl sure sounds like a great game to me. And really, isn't that what we all hope for? Just a great game? I think we've all seen too many Super Bowl blowouts in the past few years. And finally, in this week's weird news item of the week, authorities discovered that a 90-year-old woman in Illinois had been keeping the dead bodies of three of her siblings in her house, one of whom has likely been dead since the 1980s. Yeah, that's right, the 1980s. No, I'm not making any of this up. William Faulkner's Southern Gothic story, A Rose for Emily, doesn't seem all that unrealistic anymore. Hope you all have already had your dinner. But anyways, let's just get back to the music. We have our Soundgarden feature coming up soon, but first, after last week's episode feature on Those Poor Bastards, and after hearing our last news item, I'm still kind of in a gothic country kind of mood. So up next are songs from O Death, Creech Holler, and our favorite band here on the Hank and Chain Show, the Sons of Perdition. Lord have mercy on us all.
Still by age, you've done to me. When I Dregs on the ground pale.
Kind of caught me off guard. You're probably wondering why I'm hanging out in your bathroom. Well, I figured it was the best way to get your attention. Anyway, my name is Blake Clayton, and I'm the host of It Burns When I Pee. It Burns When I Pee is a podcast about real country music. You won't find Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, or Rascal Flatts on my show. We stick our middle finger up at corporate Nashville and play the music that they don't want you to hear. On each episode, we feature an interview with a different artist, play tons of great indie music, and throw in some laughs along the way. So come on over to section86.com and download It Burns When I Pee. And like I always say, get your hank on.
This is Jeff Lowdown Shrimp from Corn Pone. You're listening to the best dang radio show of all time, the Hank and Chain Show.
And we're back. You're listening to the Hank and Chain Show. And it's now time for our feature on the music of Soundgarden. Here to help us with our feature is our good friend, Mr. X. As always, it's good to have you on the show, man.
Ha ha ha! Thanks, Morningstar. But it's not like I have anything better to do.
You down or something, X?
No, just trying to set the mood. We're featuring a grunge band this week. So I'm trying to be all melancholy and stuff.
I see. Clever man.
I'm warning you, Morningstar. Don't mess with me today.
Okay, that wasn't really the plan, but let's get to the music, eh?
Yes. Up first are three songs from Soundgarden's early, hardest rocking years. Nothing to Say, Loud Love, and Get on the Snake. Loud and rough, pure evil ahead on the Hank and Chain Show. Ha ha ha!
Thank you.
You're listening to the Hank and Chain Show here on FlapDaddy.com, and we hope you have been enjoying our feature on the intense music of Soundgarden.
When grunge broke through in the early 1990s, the sound dominated mainstream radio. It was perhaps the only time since the early 1970s when the most popular bands were also the best. And Soundgarden was certainly one of the best bands in the scene. Equally inspired by both Led Zeppelin and heavy metal, they were led by one of the greatest frontmen in rock and roll history, Chris Cornell. Equaling his vocal intensity was the musical prowess of Kim Thayil on guitar, Ben Shepherd on bass, and Matt Cameron on drums. For nearly a decade, Soundgarden was on top of the rock and roll world.
Up next are three songs from Soundgarden's breakthrough albums, Bad Motorfinger and Super Unknown. Enjoy the doom-filled sounds of Rusty Cage, Spoon Man, and Black Hole Sun on the Hank and Chain Show. Ha ha ha!
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show, and our feature this week on the music of Soundgarden. Up next is the last segment of our feature.
I'm not ready for it to end, Morningstar. This is all too wonderfully evil.
Well, all good things come to an end, X, just like Soundgarden's run as a band. After Kurt Cobain's suicide, the sounds of grunge started on a downward spiral. As though they knew mainstream rock and roll was about to be destroyed by the likes of Limp Bizkit in the next couple years, the band gracefully bowed out of the scene. It was a shame, but before saying goodbye, they released a number of great songs on their final album. Up next are two songs from that record, Pretty Noose and Burden in My Hand, as well as a song only found on their greatest hits compilation, Bleed Together. The good music never stops, here on the Hank and Chain Show. Okay, we're back to the Hank and Shane Show here on FlapDaddy.com, and we hope you have enjoyed our feature this week on Soundgarden.
I sure know I did, Morningstar. It's such a shame they stopped making music together. Audioslave was okay and all, and Chris Cornell's solo albums are good, but what's up with Cornell making an album with Timbaland? Cornell rapping? That doesn't sound really evil.
Oh well, I trust in Cornell, man. I'm sure he'll snap out of his funk, and who knows, maybe one day Soundgarden will get back together.
I sure hope so. Stone Temple Pilots got back together. Alice in Chains are back together.
Yeah, I mean, Axl finally got around to releasing Chinese Democracy, so who knows, eh?
Ha ha ha! Hey, don't diss Axl, Morningstar.
Okay, man. Well, hey, I guess I'll see you in a couple weeks. Mr. X will be taking the week off, but I will be here, as next week we will be featuring one of the greatest songwriters in not just country music history, but all of music history, Kris Kristofferson. The man is a genius, and he's been using his genius to write amazing song after amazing song for decades. You won't want to miss it. But right now, let's get to our fourth quarter this week, starting off with a song from a band that was perhaps Soundgarden's greatest inspiration, Led Zeppelin. Keep on rocking in the free world, here on the Hank and Shane Show.
Hey fellas, have you heard the We'll be right back. can be your kid, man. I ain't gonna be your dog. Yes, I'm going away, baby. Honey, don't you wanna be? Yes, I'm going away, baby. Honey, don't you wanna go? Lord, I was going somewhere I ain't never been before. Ow. I'm in drinking muddy water, sleeping in a hollow road. I've been drinking muddy water, sleeping in a hollow road. Lord, if I can be your kid, man, I ain't gonna be your dog.
Ah, what a great fourth quarter so far. Hope you've been enjoying our late game winning lineup with songs from Fats Domino, B.B. King, and the North Mississippi All-Stars. We'll get back to our fourth quarter here in a minute. But right now, here is a message from our good friend, Howard Fox.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hope your night's going good, and I hope you're enjoying the Hank and Chain Show. I'm One More Name. I host the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show every Friday night from midnight until 2 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on FlapData.com. My show mixes classic rock, hard rock, metal, country, blues, alternative folk music, and I try to throw in some comedy when I can. If you can't catch my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live Friday late nights, you can download or listen to it over at Section86.com the following Tuesdays after each Friday night live podcast show. My show is also available on iTunes as well, and you can have it set up for automatically download to your computer or to your MP3 device at either Section 86 or iTunes. A few of the other shows you'll find here at FlapData.com include, of course, this brand new addition to the radio style shows here, the Hank and Chain Show, mixing all genres of music and interesting commentary from Jared and sometimes his brother Eric, every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Then there's Misfits Radio on mostly Tuesdays and Fridays during the day, playing local Michigan artists, as well as local greats from around the country. On Tuesday nights from 7 p.m. until 8 or 9 p.m. Central Time, you have The Rat, playing full-length movies as well as Star Trek-related shows. Don't pass up a night with The Rat. And, on every Friday night, leading up to my Bootleg Asylum radio show, is LP Sides Only, with your host Lefty X, He spends half size from albums 9 p.m. Eastern Time right up to my show starts at midnight. Lefty never fails to fill up his 3 hours with an eclectic mix of great vinyl albums. That's right, I said, great vinyl albums. He never disappoints. He also has a show on Mondays and Tuesday nights as well, from 10 p.m. until 12 a.m. Eastern Time. Though those are just a few of the shows here, I'm sure you'll find something that you like. So check out my Bootleg Asylum radio show when you can. But right now, back to Jared Morningstar's The Hank and Chain Show, right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Every night time go by.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show, as our clock has run out on us this evening. Hope you have enjoyed the show tonight, including our final trio of songs from Ryan Adams, James Scott Bullard, and Graham Parsons. Personally, I think it was a can't-miss show. In fact, I think we put out a can't-miss show every week here on FlapDaddy.com, so I hope you will all join us again next week. We're on the air every week here on FlapDaddy.com from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, so make sure you clear your schedule for next week's Wednesday night show featuring the music of Kris Kristofferson. Of course, if you want to hear any of our past episodes, head on over to Section86.com, where you can download the podcast version of the Hank and Chain Show. Section 86 posts each episode on the Monday afternoon following its Wednesday night airing, so you have no excuse to miss a single episode. Remember to look us up on MySpace. The URL is www.myspace.com/thehankandchainshow. And if you have a comment on tonight's show, or you are interested in having your music considered for airplay, please drop us a line at thehankandchainshow@gmail.com. As we sign off tonight, I pay respect one more time to President Obama's historic campaign with a little Bob Dylan and a piano version of a little song of his called The Times They Are A-Changin'. Many people don't realize that as a young man, Dylan played for those who marched on Washington in 1963, right before Martin Luther King went on stage with his I Have a Dream speech. The times, they are a-changin' indeed. God bless the United States of America. For FlapDaddy.com and the Hank and Chain Show, this is Jared Morningstar. Good night.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone, and if your breath to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the time they are a-changin'. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, 'cause the times, they are a-changin'. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. 'Cause the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times, they are a-changin'. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road's rapidly aging, please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, 'cause the times, they are a-changin'. The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast, the slowest now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, 'cause the times, they are a-changin'.
I knew.